The Doug Wright Show. Doug scores big-time interviews on Utah's most important stories on KSL News Radio.
By the way, Governor Chris Christie, who, of course, is running for the presidency right now, made some interesting comments regarding vaccinations. And, oh, man, is he in hot water with some. Those who are trying to be the most charitable they possibly can for the way he handled the vaccination question said, "This is a flub, plain and simple. Christie is just lucky he made it in February of 2015 and on the day after one of the best Super Bowls ever. Hopefully, for his sake, people will forget it." We'll tell you what that's all about coming up in just a little while here at KSL News Radio. Mark Thomas will be joining us. As a matter of fact, we've got him on the line right now. And you might recall anytime we have questions about the election processes here in the state of Utah, we call the Lieutenant Governor's office. And Mark is the person that we turn to, Director of Elections. First of all, welcome. Did you survive the Super Bowl? Hope you had a good Super Bowl party.
Oh, thank you. I did. I got a little Super Bowl hangover from excitement, but it was a lot of fun.
I know. You know, I was listening to it. I know. I'm probably the only geek in the whole country that listened to the Super Bowl on radio driving back from Eureka, but I did catch most of the fourth quarter. And, yeah, a lot of people today have Super Bowl hangovers. But let's get to the election issue here in the state of Utah. Maybe you could sum up the dilemma now that Utah is in with that earlier date for the Republican National Convention.
Yes, and so every 4 years, you know, the state has to go in and look at its presidential primary dates to see how that falls in line with the current rules of the party. Dates of their conventions change, the party changes within their rules, and then of course other states, you know, bump usually up their primary date, and so the state needs to go in and take a look at what will work within the rules, and as it is right now, the party rules are March 1st is the very first you could do it, a presidential primary, and you'd have up until June 1st to do the last day for your presidential primary. There is an additional penalty, though, if you do it between March 1st and March 15th, where you would have to appropriate your delegate votes proportionally, where if you do it after March 15th, you can do it a winner-take-all. So right as it is now in statute, if we do a presidential primary, we can do it on February 2nd, the first Tuesday in February, or we can do it with our normal June 28th election. But both of those right now would be outside of the compliance with the Republican National Committee.
At this point, what do you think is likely? Because there are lots of rumblings out there, including the GOP chairman who would like to see us have a caucus. So before we delve into that, what do you believe is likely? Is it that March 22nd date that Arizona has theirs?
Well, I do think that because it is an open presidential seat, I mean, there will be a lot of interest, no doubt. And Utah wants to be a player as much as it can in the presidential elections. And so waiting until, you know, the June date might be too long. And so as the governor has put into his budget, $3 million to do the presidential primary. And let's find a time that it is within the RNC rules, which is probably in that March time frame, a little bit later March, and do a presidential primary at that point. That's where the steam is kind of heading now. Of course, it's a political decision on what works best, and so there's a lot of things at play. And as you mentioned, James Evans has proposed the idea of doing a caucus.
Now, let's talk about that. Is that within the realm of possibility as far as state election laws are concerned? I know it's kind of the party's party, so to speak, but yet I would think that there are some guidelines that could come from the state since we help facilitate it.
Yeah, it certainly is possible. I mean, the way the statute works now is you have a presidential primary if it's appropriated by the legislature, the funding for it. And so if they decide not to appropriate a presidential primary, then you could look at what the Democratic Party did, like in 2004, where they decided to do kind of a caucus a primary election at that point. And so it's possible for the party to go ahead and decide to do a caucus. They would run the whole election themselves. Typically what would happen is the state would give them the list of voter registrants who would qualify for the Republican Party, and then they would go ahead and administer the full election.
So the difference then between a primary and a caucus that they then handled themselves, is it pretty much financial and organization, or what would be on the shoulders of the GOP versus if they did a regular primary election within the time parameters that we've talked
yes.
about?
Yeah, so with the state being able to run the elections, it would be the county clerks and all of that administering the election, as we would see any other state election. And then you would have all of the parties that want to participating, and a voter would go to the polls and say, I want the Republican Party ballot, or I want the Democratic Party ballot, and then they would be able to select their candidates from that list. Now, with a caucus system, it would be each party then would, if they decided to do that, would hold their caucus, and you would go, and the party would be in charge of coming up with the ballot, would be in charge of counting all the votes, and would really be in charge from the very top to the bottom of administering the election. And we would give them a list of registered voters, and they would be able to decide how they want to facilitate that vote.
I understand that right now James is talking about perhaps doing this online. Everything kosher with that?
You know, the Lieutenant Governor's has the iVote committee that we've been reviewing online voting. And certainly there are a lot of questions that come up when you talk about online voting and the security of it, the privacy of your ballot. We have heard that, you know, there are some things that can help address those questions and move through it. But I think anyone who, even those who are in favor of online voting, would say, look, this is something that we need to do very cautiously, and we need to make sure that we have appropriate review and audit and so forth of all of the components of the election when it comes to online voting. And so I think you can just move forward cautiously, I guess, with online voting.
Right. We're talking about the 2016 presidential primary and some of the issues that we are going to be dealing with here in the state of Utah. And we're discussing that right now with the Director of Elections out of the Lieutenant Governor's office here in our state. Mark Thomas is on the line. Mark, just a final quick question. The cost of doing a traditional state-run primary and if the GOP did take it on, or the Democratic Party, but in this case the GOP, what kind of price tag might they be looking at?
Well, to run a statewide election, the cost is estimated at about $3 million. That's for the licensing and the software of the voting equipment, and then the poll workers and the actual printing of the ballots and so forth. Now, as we looked at exploring the idea of online voting, we've received some information about $1 a voter for online voting for a software cost. And so we have about 1.5 million registered voters in Utah. So you're looking at a software cost of online voting for 1.5 million. In addition to that, though, you would still need to look at poll worker training, quite a bit of voter outreach to get people to know and understand online voting, and still additional costs beyond just the software. So those are the two kind of realms that we look at as we look at either of those options.
Right. Boy, it comes with a price tag. Thank you, Mark, for joining us today here at KSL.
Anytime. Thank you.
Mark Thomas is here with us, and he in the Lieutenant Governor's office is the Director of Elections.